trusting in the mystery and grace of the Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. Today we pray for the Holy Church across the globe and in our local communities. Just as the Father, Son, and Spirit live in perfect harmony, unite your people in love and peace. Give our clergy and our congregations the wisdom to reflect your community of grace to a broken world. We also pray for the nations of the earth, our leaders, and all in authority. Guide them to govern with justice, mercy, and a deep respect for every human being. Help us to be instruments of your healing and reconciliation in our own local neighborhoods, towns, and cities. We lift up those who are hurting, those who are lonely, or those in distress. We pray for the sick, the grieving, and those weighed down by anxiety or financial struggles. In this quiet moment, we lift aloud the names of those known to us or the ones we hold in the silence of our heart. Marion, Kristen E. Lilly's mom, and I offer you this space to lift names that you would like. Life-giving Spirit, we give thanks for the blessings of this life and for the joy we find in your creation. We thank you for bringing us together as a community. Empower us to use our diverse gifts and talents to serve others and to glorify your name. Almighty and eternal God, receive the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, as we now say together the words which Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power,